Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord and thank you for your presence today. Thank you for being here. I know that life is busy and hectic, and for many of us, the back to school is getting started. We begin our new fall routines and things pick up a pace. So I hope that this time together is beneficial to you. And I'd like to just start with a simple pause, a simple breathing, a simple time of slowing down and just allowing yourself to feel the breath in your lungs and to feel yourself have a moment of presence, relaxation, awareness, mindfulness, and to just be in that state of everything is as it should be. Everything is fine in this moment, no matter how fast things might feel. Everything is happening with wonderful energy surrounding you. If you forget that, you can always call that in. You can always bring that into your intention and activate it in that way. So, now that we have done a minute here of the grounding, the relaxation, the just simple awareness and presence, I hope that helps you call in your energy from wherever it was scattered out into. If it's scattered out from earlier today or from yesterday, from your projects, from your tasks, from all the things that are on your mind, just to call your energy back in and feel that strength in yourself again, that knowingness, that presence, that confidence, that you're ready for your next steps and you're ready to move ahead. Today's show is about responsibility with what I'm going to call your spiritual gifts, but it's essentially your energy, responsibility with your energy, and knowing what to share and what to keep for yourself, what to offer in a way that supports yourself, supports others, and what is yours. What is only yours? We can forget that at times. We can go off into these other directions or intentions. And so what you want to do is really return to a place inside yourself, we'll call it your core energy, that is strong, that is in absolute control and trust of you and yourself, and helps fortify you when you aren't quite sure if you should share or if you should keep something to yourself. So, let's start by just even talking about spiritual gifts and what those are. Now, we all have them. Spiritual gifts are from your lifetimes, from where you have been in different lifetimes, in different experiences, where you have been talented and gifted and more energetically aware. And what's interesting about the spiritual gifts is that we first of all usually have a tendency to think of them as being psychic, being intuitive, being a channel, doing something in the other realms. You know, we can think of it as, well, that person's talented because they are a professional psychic and I don't have those gifts. Or they channel and I can't do that. Or they're really in touch with their guides, with their angels, and I can't hear mine. So spiritual gifts exist in so many different forms. And yes, it's psychic, intuitive, channeling, but there's also other ways that we are essentially connected to spirit. We all are. In fact, we're all intuitive on some level. And it really depends on how much you're using your mind, your cerebral linear mind, and how much you're trusting your gut feelings, those whispers, those softer messages. We all have that intuitive connection. And we all have the ability to connect with our spirit guides, our angels, that otherworldly presence that you feel, you know, that you maybe sense it nudging you, or you feel its presence, or you hear the words, or you get a visual of the image of this other being. We all have that. Not everyone wants it, not everyone will use it, not everyone chooses it, but it's something that we all have access to if we do want it. Spiritual gifts also show up as the five clairs, and clairvoyance is the one that's known the most. But there's also, in clairvoyance, so the clairs mean seeing, clear seeing. And we can have that clarity through all of our senses. So clairvoyance is clair seeing. There is clairaudient, which is clear hearing, being able to hear the messages, hear information, hear conversations. You know, it's like you're not present, but you hear a conversation or you hear a phrase or words happening. There is clairsentient, which is where you smell. You have a clear sense of smell. You smell the roses when there's no roses around. You know, you smell lavender. You smell something as a message from spirit. The clairsentient is interesting, and because it can be a lesser known of the clairs, it could be the one that catches you off guard at times. There's also claircognizant, and that's clear knowingness. Well, you have clarity. You know it. You've got it. It's like, okay, I know this is true. That's claircognizant. There is clear tasting. Get this one. Clairgustance. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. But that's if you're tasting something that isn't in your mouth. So that one's kind of odd, huh? But that is one of the clairs. That's one of the knowingness. That's a message. And then there's clairtangency, which is touching. So being tangent, touching something and feeling like you're, you know, touching a lamb's wool or touching something very soft or very shiny or very clear. All of these are known as intuitive senses, clear knowingness, clear information from spirit. So in addition to channeling, intuition, being psychic, you know, and the visuals, you know, that would be clairvoyance, actually, is when you receive visuals, which could happen through meditation, during meditation. That can happen as you're, you know, even just going about your ordinary life, and all of a sudden you see something, or all of a sudden you get this vision or this great, amazing picture that could seem like a mirage, and that would be that message from Spirit guiding you in some manner. Now, spiritual gifts take development to get stronger, and it's always our choice to develop them or not, and to further them, to get stronger in them, and truly to trust them, to really trust them, because we don't have to trust them, and in fact, that is one of the biggest roadblocks, is the trusting. And, you know, I can attest to that. There's things that I have not trusted that I was receiving messages on. And you just get stronger with it. You get stronger in believing. When you don't trust it, then you see how you should have, right? That's always a good teacher. You see, oh, yeah, I should have been aware of that. I should have done that. I should have. And so next time, hopefully you do, because you remember how the information was so clear and so direct and right on. So with our spiritual gifts, as we're developing them and getting stronger with them, we can be very excited about them. And you might find that there are people you share them with. And, of course, there's people you do not. And that's simply your own knowingness of who would understand, you know, who gets it and who does not. But even then, you know, that one could be clear to you. You're like, okay, well, obviously I'm not going to talk to my brother about this, right? Or, okay, obviously my sister completely understands. My best friend is definitely on this wavelength. And other people, you're like, okay, no way. I'm not opening Pandora's box with them. Now, that is the clear, that's when it's clear to you. But then there's times when even people you're connected with who would get it, it doesn't mean you have to tell them everything or share the world. I do believe there is a lot of value in keeping things to yourself and in understanding that some messages are only meant for you. And they're meant for you to sit with, to practice, to learn with, to get stronger in, to build. And there's some gifts that perhaps you practice and you are working with, and you don't need people to know that you're doing it, because first of all, it's from a really good intention. So for example, I knew this woman who was fabulous with skincare and facials and taking care of everything, you know, with the face. An esthetician. She's an esthetician who also is a talented healer. And she told me how many times when people would come to get a facial with her, she would be working with them on different energetic levels, helping them release things during the facial, helping them let go. And they didn't know, but she was doing it as a gift to them with very clear, honest, good intentions. And she said time and again, people would sit up from her table and just said, felt more, they would tell her, I feel more peaceful, I feel more relaxed, I feel better. And they're like, but it's not just the facial, and I don't know what it is. Now, she couldn't really describe to them what she did because they had no way of understanding her spiritual gifts. they were not able to understand that she was helping them heal and release in other realms, and, you know, helping them move through forgiveness or let go of anger or not be so anxious or stressed. That was just something she offered in addition to doing the facial or the body service or whatever they came in for. This is a good example because, again, it all comes back to intentions. It all comes back to the fact that you're supporting people, being of service to them, but you don't have to let them know that. You don't always have to do it if you're understanding who they really are. And in fact, I have used this in my own business as an astrologer. I'm quite psychic, and I don't advertise myself in that way because it's not a gift that I want to share with everyone or I want to offer. It's not something that's best always for my clients. Sometimes, you know, the best teacher is experience. I also believe people have to learn things for themselves. You can't tell people things about some situations. Have you ever been in that situation where you can't tell someone information because they're going to misinterpret it, they're going to get it wrong, they're not going to see it clearly, they don't get it? So you have to let them discover it for themselves, let them have that experience, let them go about their lives and honor their path and honor what they're learning. I find that the spiritual gifts are meant to ultimately help everyone in the best and highest possible way. And that shows up in many different formations and many different connections and interactions. And so if you feel urged to hold something back in your business, in your conversations, in whatever you're, you know, exchanging with someone, honor that, because you certainly do not have to share it all. I do that a lot with my clients too, in that there's people I'm not meant to connect with and I am not the best help for them. And so saying no allows them to find the next best connection for them. Even from a business sense, you might think, oh, well, don't tell people no if they're, you know, wanting to pay you. And I completely disagree. I absolutely will know when that client is not right for me or when something is not a good connection, because I have to honor my energy too. And it then opens me up to more people who are a good fit or who I can really help. So there is no one simple answer. And it comes down to learning and trusting it for yourself. I'm at the point where I have no problem telling some people no, and they have much more to do before I can help them in terms of whatever their personal path might be or their personal awareness, because some people really don't want to change and they really don't want to grow, and I'm not a good fit for them because I'm all about transformation and letting go and change and your next steps and going higher and expanding and, you know, and all of that movement energy. And when someone is in a rut or someone's really wanting to grasp onto, you know, who they are, what they are, where they are, I find it's important to honor that and say, you know, essentially, I'm not going to be the good fit for you. So when you're doing it from a well-intentioned place, when you're being responsible with yourself, your energy, it ultimately allows someone else to move on to their next best match. It's also true when people show up with very low intentions or very malicious and intentions, or they're not coming from a good place. They're coming from a bad place. That happens too. That happens so much with some different groups, I'm going to say, some different connections out there. I mean, there's even a gal who listens to this podcast and she takes my information and uses it as her own. And, you know, she's got some things coming that are going to be hard knocks, but that's based on the energy she's putting out there. You know, that's her lesson. In addition to the legal stuff. So you know, people show up with all these different intentions because of where they are on their spiritual path. And it's really important to be self-honoring and to not be under the guise of fake service, because that intention will come through. And as we develop our spiritual gifts and we get excited about them and we honor them and we're, you know, really wanting to share them or put them out there, or even just, you know, just to do something with them, you are wise to understand that not everything is the right fit, not everyone is the right fit, and that means things can go slower at first, that means things can be maybe smaller. If you have this giant vision and you want to get things out there and get going, you might be urged to go a little bit slower so that you can learn some things before you get bigger. So there is no one path or one, you know, formula. It's really different for each person. I would say, however, your astrology and your numerology charts show you, you know, what that path is and give you that information for your own use, for your own private consumption. And helps you understand more of what your spiritual gifts are. The astrology chart, your astrology chart will describe different things that you have access to, especially with the water signs, Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer. Also your 12th house and your 8th house reveal spiritual gifts. And, you know, planets in Pisces, the house that's ruled by Pisces, because Pisces is very intuitive. And Pisces is the house of psychic development. Sagittarius is also can be quite psychic. And there's so many different formulas. I mean, there isn't just two signs that are psychic. There's many ways that this shows up for people. In fact, it was learning my astrology chart that I opened up to my psychic development. I have Neptune, Pisces rules my third house, and that is the psychic connection, the psychic knowingness, listening. It's also the writing of writing out information that is from spirit. So all of that is something that has been really awesome and really helpful because, you know, our astrology charts are meant to support us. That's why we have access to this information. And then the numerology adds another layer. Allison Bogman is my go-to numerologist. She's fabulous. And she really helps to pinpoint themes and things that are going on and what's to focus on. And she has a lot of integrity. She is someone who really wants to help you and support you. And all of that comes through her astrology chart, too. So if you're looking for understanding more layers of your spiritual gifts, I would strongly recommend astrology or numerology to show you what those are. And you can also find some of your past life energies and what those are, you know, what those have showed you in what you've developed in other past lives. Some of us, you know, you come in with different karmic rewards as well. You know, like you were a good Girl Scout in previous lifetimes, so you get to enjoy the fruits of being the good Girl Scout, and you get more rewards, if you will, in this lifetime. So it's really important to understand these parts of yourselves, because the more that you're responsible with them and you honor them and you respect them in yourself, the better you are with your own intentions, your own awareness of yourself and your ability to say, nope, I can't help with that. Nope, that's not for me. And then conversely, when you say, yes, that's definitely for me, or yes, this is right up my alley, I can, you know, work with this, I understand this, even just saying yes to spirit, yes, I understand the message, thank you for that clarity, you could receive incredible messages through your dreams. You know, that is an area where we have spiritual gifts, is the messages in our dreams, whether those are the visuals, the sights, the smells, the, you know, anything that comes through for you. It's really cool these days, all the different spiritual gifts. Past lives, you know, are a big one. Akashic records. Some people work with the earth, you know, do more energy work with the earth, with the globe, with nature, with the fairy realms. With even sea life, you know, dolphins and whales and turtles and animals in general, any connection to animals could be one of your spiritual gifts. There's just so many ways these can show up. And I think it's really exciting to discover them and then to keep developing them, because there's also so much support these days for developing them. So, as you're growing with this part of yourself, you're taking responsibility for your energy, you're taking responsibility for what you can do, you're also honoring what you cannot do and what you do not want to share. I mentioned at the beginning of the show the Claire intuitive senses, and I didn't realize I was clairaudient for so long, but I hear conversations that people have. I hear phrases they say. I hear words they speak. I can't quite explain it. It's just one of those things you know. And that's why it's one of the clairs, is because it's clear, very clear. So I've been working on developing that, the clairaudient. It helps me know people's intentions. It helps me know what they really think, what they really believe, to keep up some strong boundaries. And then also the really good eggs, you know, the amazing people that it's just exciting to cross paths with and connect with. So these are all meant to support us. The spiritual gifts are meant to be the tools that we use and we bring to the table to help create our dream life and exactly what we want here. It's part of awakening. It's awakening to yourself as a spiritual being, awakening to all of your energy, awakening to all of your gifts, awakening to the fullness of you in this single lifetime. So that's pretty groovy. And at the same time, we have responsibilities with that, and boundaries, and needing to say no, and ultimately respect yourself as a way of respecting the energy and respecting other people. So keep in mind that, you know, the energy we create comes back to us times 10. Comes back to us in huge ways, and that's how we manifest and create, is that we are experiencing our own energy as it evolves and grows. So as you continue to explore and develop your spiritual gifts, you really open up to even more wonderful things in your life. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. So I hope this show has been enlightening and beneficial for you. As always, I appreciate your time, and I will see you back here with another episode soon. So please subscribe to this podcast and take good care along the way. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.